back to the Conway.
Oh, wait, we'll start that again.
What were you doing there?
Doing me neck massaging, muscle.
Sitting there like a pigeon. Welcome back to the Conways, episode 112.
What episode is it?
112.
What episode is it?
112.
112.
Yeah.
112.
What's the crack? Any news going down in your life these days?
Nothing going down in my world, to tell you that.
Nothing new.
Nothing new. Nothing major. No updates on anything.
Nothing at all?
No.
That's very sad, that is.
No, nothing happening now, I have to say.
Why not?
Just, you know, yourself, keep yourself to yourself and keep the good men on the bench and then bam.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you like that tracksuit?
Yeah. Do you like that Gilet?
I haven't took it off me.
Oh, now there's cheese sauce on it from about 3 weeks ago.
No, yeah. No point pretending my were hygienic when we're not.
Oh, well, I am.
Oh, you're not.
Yeah, I am. I
haven't had a shower in a week.
I had a shower this morning.
You didn't?
Yeah,
that was
I did.
A body wash.
No, it wasn't.
I'm going in for a body wash.
A body wash? Well, at least I have body wash.
I'm just having a body wash.
I don't say that.
Are you going to wash your hair? I do be delighted when you wash your hair.
Why?
Just take ages.
So, what do you be doing sitting there on your phone?
Oh, playing FIFA.
Ignoring everybody. You don't even play FIFA anymore.
I know, I haven't turned the PlayStation on in about 8 months.
Sell it.
10 months.
No. I'll sell it for you.
Selling it.
Yeah, selling it. It's just taking up
waiting
space.
Wait for Grand Theft Auto.
Will you be left waiting?
That's never going to come out.
Isn't it?
Supposed to be out next year, yeah. But they'll probably just push it back till I'm 60.
Well, then can we put it in the press then?
No, it's not doing any harm there. You. Swingy foot. Amy's swinging off foot.
So what, you? You were picking your nose 2 minutes ago. You don't see me announcing that.
You keep saying things that, like, you think people are... I'm going to... You know yourself. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Not to having a bleeding brain fart there. Tell them about your experience at Akon.
Oh my God. Had the most dreadful time ever. Didn't I? Did you?
You were looking forward to that for a year.
I was looking forward to that.
It was
before you even announced you were coming.
It was
not
Amy's
Neo,
dream.
It's more Akon that I like.
Amy's dream was to see Akon live, and she's talking about it to me the last bleeding 10 years or something. I wish Akon had come over here. I really want to see.
Remember, I tried to get tickets for him when he was in England. We had to get Daniel's code and all.
Yeah.
And we never got the tickets. And then when we got the tickets then for Dublin, I was like, oh, I can't wait and all. So excited. Worst concert I've ever been to. Not
Missed
on the behalf.
Start,
no, it's not on behalf of Neo. Neo, I keep saying
she's
that. Neo and Akon, it wasn't them. Performance was unbelievable. With all the stories and videos, I
couldn't
say,
even hear
you
it.
Couldn't see bleeding out when
couldn't
you were
hear
there.
It. Why Annabelle? You couldn't even hear it.
Yeah, all the videos, not you could hear it. Oh well, if you were up close, you'd hear it.
Yeah.
If you were seated, you'd hear it. But like, I don't know. I don't know why people got tickets. They're just gonna go out and just fucking
cause murder.
Cause murder, like.
Seeing like, someone walking around with knuckle dusters.
Yeah, but like, loads of my friends couldn't get tickets on the Friday night, and that's who they lost out on the tickets to. It's people that just wanted to go out and cause trouble. Like, go and enjoy yourself and then just go home. Why do you want to hit people? And
there was Garda vans everywhere outside.
The queues or something else.
We missed the start and then we went home at half time.
We went in at halfie. We got in at halfie.
Left at half nine.
Left at half nine. Absolute joke it was. And it wasn't on the performers. It was on the people that attended it.
I want my money back.
Worst thing I've ever. I've never seen that so bad.
Write an email.
You were? Yeah. What are you gonna say in the email?
I'll just say, give me my money back, thanks. DC.
Oh, do you know what?
And I'm gonna CC me lawyer.
And it wasn't even like it was all the people that attended it, because I met loads of lovely people, like.
Yeah.
And then you just have other people that are just, I don't know. It's like they have no way or other way of thinking. It's just like they have to go out and cause trouble.
A bit like myself.
Yeah, right. You were like, get me away on now.
Akon, I didn't even get to see him in the bubble.
I'm devastated. I really wanted to see him in the...
You know what was weird about that concert?
What?
Before we left, like, towards the end of the first half, they were singing random songs that weren't
there.
They're
the songs they produced.
No, I don't think so.
They did.
Is it?
The Lady Gaga and Beyonce and all.
They were singing Rihanna and everything.
They produced all them songs.
And dance classics and all.
They weren't singing dance classics.
They were.
No.
He was like, rhythm is a dancer.
No, he didn't, did he?
Yeah.
I couldn't hear that. I know he sang Lady Gaga and Beyonce.
It's like they ran out of songs. But they didn't, because they have loads of songs between them. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm at the bay for this. Stuck to the wall down the back and I'm listening to fucking rhythm is a dancer.
Yeah, but like, it was
same
like
fucking
something.
Locked up or something. Or what's the other one with Eminem?
I couldn't even hear that when he was singing. It's like a playground. I swear to God. I was like, I hear.
And someone screamed in my face.
I was devastated, wasn't I, when we went home?
She was crying.
I wasn't crying.
You were nearly crying.
I was nearly crying because that is heartbreaking. People are just standing all over my feet and all. I'm standing at the back, at the door, like, and people are still standing all
like
over
at
my
the
feet.
Back
like,
of, if you're standing in the tree rain, at the back is like, kind of, all right, we'll just chill here. At least, like, we won't be busy, like.
Yeah.
We can listen to it from back here. But like back there was literally like you were up at the very front.
I thought that I'd never get out of there. Like I was like, what if I leave and it gets better? But
then my mate texted me and he was like.
Yeah, he was over the other side and he was like, this is hell. Like.
It's like, this is hell.
It's just hell. They couldn't even get out to go home like at the end of it.
No.
Raging I didn't get a seating ticket. I'll never stand at a concert again. Nothing like that anyway.
I'm finished with the concerts now.
Shocking. Absolutely shocking.
I've never seen a concert so busy in my life.
See, they were sneaking down from the seating.
How do you know?
And coming in. Because I've seen it on Mars on a rant. On Mars on a mission, whatever it is.
Mars on a rant?
Yeah.
I thought they only give out about blokes on that.
No. That's every date the same guy.
Oh, really?
We all know that page.
Me bloke's down the pub and he won't come home. What will I do, girls?
Oh, girls.
Go down and get him.
Maz on a rant or Maz on the mission, whatever it is the best Facebook group you could be in. It's great.
Go down and pull him out of the pub in front of all his mates.
I would. Yeah, and I'd agree.
Imagine you're just down the pub, just finishing up, or only four sup and then you just see someone just get you. Like your missus, just like pulled you out by the scruff. It's like, they told me to do it. Who? Maz on a mission.
It's a great Facebook group. It's brilliant.
Might join it.
No, you're not a woman.
I'll just set up a fake account.
Why would you do that? You have to answer loads of questions, you know, to get into it.
Like what?
I'm not telling you.
What's your menstrual cycle like?
Yeah.
What's that even mean?
Your periods.
What's it like? To be annoyed. I'd be annoyed for 1 week.
What else do you mean?
I'd be annoyed at my partner for a week. I hate him. They're like, yeah, welcome into the group. Now go down the pub and grab him. Like, grab who?
So,
what is the question they ask you?
I'm not telling you. I can't remember. It's been a really long time since I had to do that.
How long are you on it?
Oh, years.
There
everybody's
be
on it.
Is there a da one?
You're not a da.
Oh, no, but is there a da one? You're not a ma. Ma's on a rant.
Oh, yeah, my ma. I've two dogs at home.
Is there a da one?
No, I don't know.
Oh, da's on a mission. I'm going to set that up.
Ma's on a mission.
I'm going to set that up and be like, she's down there getting her nails done.
Like, go down and drag her out.
With my money. My money. She's spending my money in the nail bar. Will I go down and pull her out? Yeah, loads of likes. What do you think of this t-shirt? Will I wear this one tonight or that one? And all the comments are like, wear the white one.
Why did you find that so funny?
I don't know, it's funny. You in that group, Leanne?
No.
I know.
Leanne has a life.
I know. It's a great group. You should join it.
I will.
It's so good. Maybe a man on TikTok. Mad thing.
Oh, stop. He's what? A mad thing. What's his name?
He is so funny. I don't think he realises how funny he is. Honest to God, he is gas.
This little mad thing. He reminds me of Terrence Power.
Oh.
How are you anyway? I haven't seen you in about 5 minutes. Hey, oh yeah. Amy got her hair done last month. Cost me an arm and a leg. And she's there saying the car today. Need me hair done.
I do need my hair done.
Get a grip.
You get a grip, don't ever say that to me again.
Get a grip, you.
I swear. Oh, you're a pig. Why are you saying
How
that?
How would you have to get your hair done again?
Because my head's gone black from the roots.
Yeah, you need a colour in it.
That's saying getting it done there.
I thought you meant more extensions.
No, we just need to get my colour done and my extensions moved up.
No, you're not. You're not getting it done.
Well, if I can't get my hair done either, can you?
Oh, yeah, I am getting my hair done. I was supposed to get a cut the other day, but didn't sleep well the night before. I had to cancel it.
Oh, you're such a snowflake. Why? Didn't you not just go down and get a haircut and get over your tiredness?
I need me sleep.
You're so lazy. You're actually so lazy. You've done nothing all weekend. You wouldn't even go down and get a haircut.
I can hear myself getting bigger.
What, your hair?
It's everywhere.
All right.
Belly and all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Eh? Why is that?
Don't know. Just have to go to the gym and run the treadmill for about 6 months and it'll be grand.
Really?
Yeah. Leanne, I seen you ran a marathon, did you?
No, I'm training for a half marathon.
Oh,
oh God.
Did you ever run a marathon
That's good,
before?
No.
Nope.
What made you want to do this?
Don't know. Just always said it.
Yeah.
Nice.
I was like, if I don't book it, I'm not
gonna. You won't do it, yeah.
Did you get a place?
Yeah.
It's difficult to do that, isn't it? To get one. It's like a lottery.
Jesus.
Some of them only like to do it for the photos, though, don't they? And the medal. They're not doing it because they're
like... Remember Joe Renman?
Jeez, he ran it and I fucking finished
done
it.
Yeah.
Stopped for about 2 hours at the end of it though. I was like, what's he doing there?
That was gas. I don't
like the High Rocks. They only want the photos, isn't it?
The High Rocks? What's High Rocks?
High Rocks.
Remember you said you were going to join High Rocks and I was like, what the fuck's that?
I'd never do that.
And then you
I'd be gone after a burpee. The fucking ambulance would be called. After one burpee.
I'm actually good at the gym.
You don't even go to gym. You went to gym once with me years ago.
No, you didn't. I didn't go once. You're like, I went loads, did you?
Do I look all right? I'm like, yeah, you're in the gym.
No, I used to go 6 o'clock in the morning. And then I used to
I remember we went to that one in the Omni before.
We used to go to that all the time. We used to go to that every morning before I went to work.
Yeah, but we went as well in the evenings.
Yeah, so I used to go twice a day. And then you were just like, there.
People were asking Amy for photos at Akon. And I was taking them.
No, you weren't.
They were asking you for photos though.
No, you were in them.
But they asked you.
What made you say that?
Because you're a star.
No, I'm not a star.
You're a real star now.
No, I'm not.
You'll be in the OK magazine next.
No.
You're a real star.
Yeah, so are you.
I know, yeah. But you're a star now.
Yeah, but you're a superstar. Aren't you?
No.
Oh, I was going to say something about that dream. I forgot.
I can't talk about that dream. Maybe at a later day. Let's just say it was similar to one Amy's one about the football getting kicked at her. Did you talk about that, yeah?
Yeah.
Mine was that, but it wasn't the football. It was something else. Frightened the shit out of me. Jumped up out of the bed.
What day is it?
Now?
Yeah.
You know what day it is?
Tuesday.
Yeah, why?
Just asking.
If you got something planned.
So it's our anniversary this weekend.
Sunday, yeah.
And we're doing nothing. Darren organised absolutely nothing. He kept saying, yeah, Man we're United and Liverpool are playing on Sunday. Pull your head out your arse, like.
It's a derby.
Remember?
Oh,
my
yeah.
friend said to me the other day in the car, he was like, yeah. Darren and him was talking. Something about he was going to England.
He was like, there's a derby on. And Amy was like, oh, yeah.
You're going to derby, are you?
I've never been to derby.
And you might see Mashtag in derby. That's where he lives.
And we were all just looking at it for like 10 minutes. Like, you know, like derby is like when two football teams from the same area play each other. And she's like, oh, I thought you meant like derby, the place in England.
You would have seen Mashtag.
Jesus.
Oh, God. Well, that was that.
That's all she had to say about that, yeah? That's all she wrote there. What you asking me?
I'm asking you, what have you got planned for our anniversary?
Secret.
Absolutely sweet feck all.
Anyway. I wanted to go to, there's still some available, I think. Like a log cabin.
You wouldn't sleep
like a retreat thing where they have a hot tub outside. That'd be good, wouldn't it, Leanne?
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
No.
force for everything, isn't it, Leanne? What are you laughing at?
Do you like small talk?
Why you just asked me that?
I just want to ask you.
I hate it with a passion.
Why?
Because I can't hold a conversation, especially if they're a stranger.
Darren, you are the biggest chatter I've ever seen. People see you and go, oh, fuck. Because you know you're going to be stung there for about 15, 20 minutes.
Talking. Once they see this face, they know I mean business.
Yeah, but like, anyway, apparently small talk is good for your mental health.
It's not good for fucking mine.
The scientists behind the study say we shouldn't skip the small talk because we might be missing moments of connection and could be more rewarding than we expect. Small talk, people, like the topics are cats, diets, Pokemon.
Why Pokemon?
Onions.
Okay, but why Pokemon?
Don't why are you bringing talk? It around Pokemon?
Onions.
Other things called.
Yeah, but like, why
well.
Is that there? Not who the fuck talks about that?
What, onions?
Yeah.
You probably, William. I love Spanish onions.
I know that. I've never fucking just randomly had a chat with someone anywhere and just talking about onions. As
well, if
small
you were
talk.
Having a conversation.
What do you think of onions? Do you like brown onions? Or do you like red onion?
The funny enough though, I actually did have a conversation about onions with your ma. And I said...
Yeah, but that's different because she was talking about the onions in Spain.
Yeah, and she said that they're real sweet, you know. She gets people to bring them
back. Do you ever have them?
No.
They're gorgeous.
When was the last time you had one, for fuck's sake? Never.
No, they're lovely, dear. What's your favourite onion? Imagine stopping someone on the street and just saying, what's your favourite onion?
Yeah, but yeah, no, that's not it. It's like if you run into someone and you're having small talk. I hate small talk.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. And then I'm like, what the fuck was that when I walk away?
Oh, no, I had to be thinking about what to say in my head. And then I just go,
Yeah, it's horrible, isn't it?
They're like, did you just like, at me?
Where do you find you have small talk the most?
In the shop, obviously.
What shop?
Especially in Finglas, you bump into people in the shop in Finglas, and then like you just know for a fact that you're just gonna have a chat for ages. How are you? Haven't seen you in years. Yeah, not bad. Jeez, you're doing the video, seeing I'm flying there and doing all the ads. Yeah, doing all the ads. Do you have a gaff? No, not yet. Hey, obviously you're not worth that much money. No, I'm not. Sure, if I had a gaff, it would be sorted, wouldn't we? Yeah. Many kids have you got? None at the moment.
I already know who you're talking about.
Who?
Right, so we were at Acorn and Neil, but we were in Ruby's first having something to eat, right? And this couple came up and...
Boxed like, the head on me.
No, and was like, the fella that you did be talking about that's always over in the shop.
Is this him? And she showed me a photo.
And he showed him a photo of your man. It was your man.
He lives next door.
It's his neighbour.
I was like, God, don't tell him I'm
out. Oh, so funny, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I was like, what the hell? That was gas.
Anyway.
Well, that's who I am. I'm giving out about him, but that's who I am.
Have you ever gotten yourself out of a small talk?
Yeah.
Situation, like?
Yeah.
When?
All the time.
How? No, you don't.
Just say, see you later. See you later.
You're afraid to say that.
See you later.
I get myself out of them.
Ha, say
just
that
walk
thing.
Away.
It's that thing's funny that you did. I seen that where you say, see you later.
Why is it always about what you've done?
I'm just going over it in my head. I'm going over in my head about chats you have in the shops.
Do you make it obvious when you don't want to
talk
punching, to someone?
You're punching, aren't you, with Amy? You're punching, aren't you?
All right, I'm not fucking talking to you anymore.
You're punching.
You're doing your head and you're doing it on purpose now, then.
State your dog. What? That's what they say.
State that G-Lay.
State your dog. Your dog's all rotten.
Who said that?
Some fella in the shop. Said to state your dogs. See you later.
And I bet you goes, oh, I'm sorry. Is it?
He said to state your dogs,
yeah.
And I said, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Why would I say I'm sorry? That
because you're afraid of everybody.
The state your dogs. Yeah, no, sorry.
Yeah.
Hardly.
Yeah, that stopped you now, didn't it?
What are you saying to me then?
Waffling on about your bleeding self for about 20 minutes.
What do people say to you in the shop?
Don't say anything.
They say, do you know what I noticed as well? If me and Amy are out, and someone comes up and says hello, they always say to Amy, you're gorgeous, you were.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. Oh, you're massive, your hair. Oh,
no, they don't.
Stunning. And then they just look at me and go, Don't they?
Why are you so bothered today? No, they don't say that. I've never heard anybody saying that. What? When did that ever be said to us?
I can't.
Yeah, but people have a few drinks on them.
Yeah, I know. Someone was grinding on me as well. I was like, get off me, will you? Oh, what are you doing? Like, get off me. What are you saying? Any small talk? Do you want to have a bit of small talk now?
Go on.
Some weather in there?
Yeah.
Everyone was in shorts last week now, Donna, because the sun didn't last. It's cold again.
Did you ever have a small talk with somebody, right? Say you're in work or you're wherever, right? And it's someone that you don't know, right? And you're trying to make small talk and they are like trying to get blood out of someone. Yeah. 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 And in your head, you're like, I fuck off.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's horrible.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah, but like someone that you don't know and it gets awkward then. You're like, why don't you not just want to have a conversation? Like, do you know what I mean?
Ah, sure, look.
Some people are weird.
I know. Yeah, but like, I'd be always thinking of the next thing to say when I'm thinking of something to say.
Like what?
When I say something, I'm like, what's the next thing we're going to say? And then like, you just like, feel like running away. And then it's like, I do overanalyze afterwards whether the conversation was even normal. Was that a normal conversation that we just had?
Yeah.
Might say something like, all right, see ya, best of luck with all the rest of it, or something at the end.
What?
Do you know what I mean? I'm like, why did I say that? Best of luck with all the rest of it.
I have been the in conversations what, like, with you and with small talk, and you do say some weird stuff sometimes.
Do I?
And I'm like, what the fuck? Where is he getting that from?
What would I say?
I don't know.
To a stranger, like?
Whoever we're having small talk with.
And I just say so.
Like, someone that you know, but like, don't really know.
Yeah, how was everything anyway and all with everything else?
You're like, not
or something
great.
Like that.
Like, why? Like, have a headache. It's like, why are you telling
people? Who would I tell people I have a headache? Who would never tell anyone I had a headache?
You always have a headache.
Oh, yeah. Not drinking enough water.
Mm.
You clean the house before someone comes up, don't you?
Always.
For everyone?
Always.
No matter who it is?
Yeah.
Or for someone smelly? That was coming up.
For them,
you wouldn't. You'd yeah, just door to you.
What do you mean? Who's smelly that we know?
A few.
Who?
Few people, my man. Yeah, so it says like the majority of people have cleaned their home in a panic before a visitor calls.
Yeah, yeah.
More than half do a quick surface clean before the guests land in the gaff. 2 in 5 hide the clutter in a press. That'd be me now. I just start stuffing everything.
Yeah, every single press is the best.
That's according to the Brillo Clean and Culture Report, which is another survey that we went and did around the houses. Found that scrubbing the oven is the most avoided chore, while a third never bother cleaning the bathroom grout. Amy had the grout pen out a few times.
I love cleaning the
Mrs. Grout. Hinch one.
It's not Mrs. Hinch one. I got it in Woody's or something.
It's a Hinch one.
No, it's not.
It's our faces on it.
No, I'm going off all that shite now.
Home Bargains.
Yeah, I love Home Bargains. So.
We don't have visitors often.
Yeah, we do, kinda.
Once the door's locked, you're not getting in.
No. It's when you're gone, there's loads of people who come up. They're like, oh, smelly is coming.
Stinky. Stinky ass is gone.
G-layback.
Stinky bum.
G-layback.
Stinky bum has left the building.
Stop. It's so funny.
But
yeah, I do clean before people come up. You don't. You light candles. That's all you do.
I do clean the gaff. Scrub what I do.
No, you don't.
Please stop taking my shoes off.
Stop kicking me then.
I didn't kick you.
I did.
You're like a child.
Let's see our thumbnails.
No, they'll enter them.
See what I mean? No hygiene.
Oh. I don't care. I let myself go years ago. I found the one. So.
Yeah, the one can walk out at any moment.
I'll just keep deteriorating and getting more
that
disgusting.
That G-Lay is literally at the middle of your back.
It's because it's the way I'm sitting. You. It's a 2XL. I had to get 2 sizes up. I'm normally a large.
Oh my God. Shut up.
I'm normally a large. I'd say the last time I fit into a large, I would have been about 16.
You were about 12.
I was a large then. Going around a Man United jersey. Bits swinging everywhere.
Right, come on, William.
What's your most avoided chore?
Mine.
Mine is definitely the oven.
Oh, the drying in the bathroom.
Oh man, that stinks. How does that even build up like that?
It's just shampoo and
hair.
Crap, yeah.
And particles and stuff.
Oh, stop it. It is putrid. It
smells like fucking dead cats.
Oh, it's so mad.
It's disgusting.
That's the worst one. I don't like doing it, and I don't like doing the windows.
What do you love cleaning?
What I love cleaning? I love cleaning the floors.
I like cleaning mirrors.
You don't clean anything. You've well, never cleaned a mirror
in your
life.
You're always shite now on this podcast.
Oh my God, yeah, I'm full of it. Fuck's sake.
Amy loves cleaning the grout. On the floor and everything with the Mrs. Hinch grout pen.
I don't have a Mrs. Hinch grout pen.
The pink one.
That's the pink stuff, isn't it?
Mrs. Hinch is on the box, though.
No, she's not.
She is, yeah.
I don't have it. It's not in a box, in a tub, like.
All of Amy's cleaning products is all Mrs. Hinch.
No, they're not. Don't mind him.
Mrs. Hinch drain cleaner. Mrs. Hinch window cleaner. Mrs. Hinch oven cleaner. And a scrub daddy to go with it. Mrs. Hinch scrub daddy.
You got the scrub daddy because you watched them on the Bleeding Dragon's Den. You couldn't believe that it goes soft in hot water and it goes cold or hard in the cold water. And now he's washing the dishes with the thing.
Shite it is.
No, I thought you loved them. Loved that scrub daddy. It's right, like €6.
Two of them in a packet for €6. €3
each. Robbery for a bit of bleeding sponge. Brillo pad said the same.
They're not.
Yeah.
Really gets in there.
What, because it's two holes for your fingers?
Yeah, I didn't know that the mouth was for spoons.
Yeah.
And forks, knives, cutlery.
I'd recommend going and watching that video of him on Dragon's Den. It's very interesting. He's a nice story. Man. Seems like a
lovely man. Will we get into the listener questions then, guys?
Yeah, come.
You ready?
Yeah.
This is from Evan. Do you know where he's from?
Let me guess, right? Let me just have a feeling. Evan. I'd say Finglas.
Yeah.
Is he?
You already read it.
I didn't read it.
Yeah, you did.
Didn't even see any of it.
Evan and Finglas. I don't know an Evan. Do I know an Evan? I know one or two Evans. Is that you, Evan? I sympathise with Darren. Don't be giving out about him drinking all the Coke. Me and the missus go through about 48 to 72 cans of Coke Zero every week.
Jesus.
About 2 to 3 trays. Have an old cheap place on the go. I can get them. Let me know, Darren. I'll hook you up if you want. You up the Darren fella drinking all the Coke. Love the boat podcasts, Evan in Finglas.
Here, let me ask you one thing, Evan.
That's a lot. That's a lot, isn't it? That's more than I drink.
But I bet you them two suffer with headaches.
Yeah, Evan, let me know. I'm doing a survey at the moment with people who drink 72 cans of Coke a week.
No, that's in 2 weeks, no?
No, he said in a week.
In a week? Well, in fairness though, Darren, we would have when I was drinking.
He goes through 3 trays a week.
But we were doing that when I was drinking it.
No, we weren't. He'd get 1 tray and it'd do it until the next shop the next week.
Yeah.
So don't start waffling now. Pretending
I don't drink
72.
But you drank 48 of them.
I had a... What would you call it?
What?
An epiphany.
Okay.
Yeah, would you call it that? Amy said to me, I woke up, the first thing I did, I went to the fridge and opened the can of Coke Zero.
Yeah, it's the first thing you do every morning.
And she said to me, do you not realise that you're just going to the fridge? First thing you wake up, you're drinking a can of Coke Zero. I was like, never actually thought about it. So I'm on the water now, flavoured water.
Taking my thing.
But yeah, do you get headaches? Guys, let us know in the comments. If you drink Coke.
Since I stopped drinking Coke, I don't have headaches.
Mm.
At all.
Do you want another one?
Yeah.
All my mates are pregnant while I'm after getting another dog. Pros and cons, Conways. What are the pros of getting another dog? That class.
Yeah, there's no cons with getting another dog. Yeah. It's always going to be a pro.
There's cons if they're just barking all day and shiting it wherever they want.
Doesn't matter.
Does matter.
No. Why don't you just get pregnant?
Just have a child as well.
No, it's not that easy for everybody.
I'm joking.
You know? I'd definitely get a dog and I'd live your best life. No cons.
No cons. Just a poo situation.
There's nothing wrong with them pooing.
Just train them. All beginning with B. I thought that was like a trick.
You go, girl.
Chris, it might be a bloke. I don't know.
Or you go, boy.
I have another one, right? You ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Darren and Amy.
Hello.
If you did a spin-off pod, the Conway's Cab Conversations, where you drive around with celebs in Ireland and the UK, which two well-known Irish celebs would you have on and where would you go on the road trip with them in Ireland?
So in my taxi, from where? From Ireland?
Anyone, from UK or
Maura Higgins and Vogue Williams.
Some bus?
Yeah.
Am I in it?
Yeah.
I'm in the passenger seat.
Yeah, but who would you pick?
Seamus out of WWE and Christy Murray.
Christy Murray? Who's that? How I know.
No, I'd probably go with Seamus out of wrestling and
Christy from the Shamrock.
No, let me think. There's too many to think of. Why can't I think of someone else?
I gave you loads, Darren. Gemma Collins. You love her.
Yeah, Gemma Collins.
I think she's fucking gas.
So who was the first one I picked? Who did I say?
Dooley out of Father's Dead.
Oh, yeah. Who the fuck is Dooley out of Father's Dead? Dougal?
I'd pick Dewey from Malcolm in the Middle.
No, he wouldn't come. That's, I had to ruin it. He's American.
Right, come on, will you?
Actually, I'm not happy with how I pick.
No, Darren, come on, for fuck's
sake. I want to pick two different ones.
No. You pick Seamus and Gemma.
Michael Fassbender and...
Who's that?
Barry Keoghan.
Boy, so you can say to Joe, ha-ha, I know him.
Yeah, just go, ha, Joe, I'm after getting him in the
yeah,
car.
Yeah, I heard Joe babysit Roy Parrot, or Troy Parrot.
He babysitted Troy Parrot, yeah.
Did he, though?
He did, yeah.
Did he, though?
Yeah.
How, is it true?
Did he, though?
Yeah, but like, is it true? Because he said he was friends with Barry Keoghan.
It is true. There's more to this question.
All right, come on.
If you took the ferry across the water, which two UK celebs would be hopping in for the road trip there and where would you drive to?
What?
I already said that. Gemma Collins and...
Who would I pick?
Yeah.
For that?
For the UK crossover overseas.
Oh, probably, you know...
Simon Cowell.
No, you know Mashtag's friend with the tooth that's afraid of everything?
No.
You do, and he has his own YouTube channel, and he's a rapper.
Window Kid.
Oh, him. I pick him. I think he's real funny.
Really?
Yeah. And do I have to pick two?
Yeah.
So I'd pick Window Kid with the tooth, and then...
So fucking niche.
Probably,
isn't
yeah.
It? Yeah.
Who else did I pick then after that?
Alan Carr.
No, I know who I'd pick. Ricky Gervais.
It's a good show.
That'd be a real good one, because Window Kid wouldn't know what's going on.
I'd pick Michael Bublé. He's American, isn't he? Canadian. How do you end up being popular over here in the UK? No one even
Nathan
knows
Carter.
Him. If you ask someone in America or Canada who Michael Bublé is, they wouldn't be able to tell you. Did you know that?
How'd you know?
He's never been on an American chat show ever.
How'd you know?
That's not true. Where'd you read that?
Google it.
Graham Norton.
I'm just making that up, but maybe I've cracked something there. Maybe he hasn't. Has he ever been on like the Tonight Show and stuff?
Yeah. What about Jimmy Carr?
No, too boring.
Okay. From Kildare. That's Mashtag. Pull down.
Is it?
Yeah.
She fucking loves him, man.
I follow him on TikTok and he's looking at me saying you have to get the notification off a fella. That's Mashtag.
I know. Bonus question for Carpool Karaoke. What are your top two song picks?
My top two songs?
One would be... Where the hell is my husband? Oh, and so long. And then the other one will be Welcome to the House Tour. Take you to the first, second floor. I'll take you down all the way if I open the door on the house tour. First floor, second floor. Shut up, Sabrina. Get out of me fucking head.
I'd pick My Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard, and then I'd pick We're All in This Together, High School Musical.
That's a great show.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a good one. James Corden will have to be there, though.
No, don't mind him. Don't mind him.
Why? Not like him? Because he lost loads of weight and got real cocky, didn't he?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
He did lose weight. I don't know if he lost weight. I haven't seen him in a while. Do you want? Thanks for them, Mick. That was a lovely
that
couple
Mick
of.
From Kildare?
Mick from Kildare, yeah. Do you want the best one now? I'll say the best for last, right? This is for you, Amy. How many football stadiums can Amy name in 1 minute from Aaron?
I hear.
I think we'll have to name two.
I know a few.
You know a few?
Yeah.
Go on.
Croke Park Stadium.
Yeah.
Aviva Stadium.
Yeah.
Old Trafford.
Yeah.
Anfield.
What is that one?
Anfield. Anfield. Anfield.
Anfield, yeah.
Yeah. London Stadium.
London Stadium, is that Tottenham Stadium?
Don't know, but Tottenham Stadium.
That's because I gave you that one.
What's
the one where all the concerts are on?
O2. What do you mean?
Like
Wembley.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I know.
I think you done well there. Didn't you?
Did I?
Yeah.
All right.
That was from Aaron trying to catch you out, but he didn't. Yeah. So the joke's on Aaron.
Yeah.
Give us one more.
The stadium. Bowes Stadium.
What's it called?
Fairview.
Starts with a D.
Derby.
Yeah. That is actually a stadium, Derby County Stadium.
All right. But well, what was the one with the
Daily Mount?
Daily Mount. I used to be down there every week when I was a Bowes fan.
When I was a Bowes fan. You're not anymore then?
No, he told me I'm not allowed. I have to be. What's the other one?
Finn Harps, we support now.
Yeah.
Damn. We both support Finn Harps.
And Celtic.
And Celtic. Right, I'm going to leg it now.
Yeah, I'm going to go home. I have chops in the fridge.
We already had a dinner. We had an early dinner today. Spicy chops. Rotten.
It's more gorgeous.
Oh, I got turned off them there.
From Doyle's Butchers, the best butchers in Dublin.
I agree with you. That's not an ad, by the way.
No, I don't get paid for my ads, unlike some.
No, but listen to me. There's a dog treat on the ground.
What?
Does that look like a dog treat?
No, it looks like a bit of elastic.
It's literally a dog tree.
No, it's not a dog tree.
That is a dog tree. That's a sign that we need to get another dog.
Fuck off, I'm not getting another dog.
I have a theory. It could be a cat treat, Niamh O'Connor.
Oh yeah, she probably had her cats in.
No, she wouldn't have had them in here.
Niamh, you forgot your cats.
Yeah, Niamh, stop leaving your cat treats on the floor in here, yeah? Look, there's another one behind your ear.
Look away, you.
Right, see us after, right?
Slam.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.